If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Designing Your Life Today. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you're listening to Tone It Up Tuesday. Now, a lot of times on Tone It Up Tuesday, we talk about exercise, we talk about the foods that you eat. So we talk about your physical body from that standpoint. But today, I want to talk about keys to facing your fear. Sometimes when we have fears, we do things to really put a lid on that fear. So as a result, we end up doing things like overeating or a little self-sabotage, or we fail to achieve our goals. We don't allow ourselves to think of ourselves in the highest and best light. When great opportunities present themselves, we talk ourselves out of those opportunities, or we sabotage those opportunities. So we find reasons not to be at our very best. So I thought, you know, since this month, we're talking about fear, we're talking about overcoming resistance to goal achievement, I thought this would be a great topic to discuss as we wind down or we come to a close for October. Now, tomorrow is October 31st. I am taking the day off because I want to prepare some extra information for November, because November is the month where I usually talk about gratitude, but we're going to mix a few things into November, and I'll talk more about that on Thursday, November 1st. So today, though, let's talk a little bit about keys to facing fear. So I'm going to give you three keys that will help you to face your fears and really allow you to set yourself free so that you can move forward, so that nothing prevents you from having the level of fitness that you want, for having the level of love that you want in your life, for having the things that you want, the nicer house, the nicer car, for just going for it all and getting the things that you want. First of all, okay, let's get right to it. So first of all, the first thing, if you want to face your fear, you can't face something that you won't acknowledge. So the first one is acknowledge your fear. Anything that you're afraid of, you need to acknowledge it, because to acknowledge it means that you're bringing it to the forefront. You're actually ready to say, you know what, I'm not doing this because I'm afraid. I'll use, let's say, marriage as an example. Sometimes, you know, I'll hear people who've been divorced sometimes once, sometimes twice. I know some people that have been divorced, I think three and maybe four times. But I always hear them say, you know what, I'm never getting married again. That's it. I'm done with it. And they're turning off that part of their life, and they're turning off to love without realizing it. But they're turning it off because they're afraid. They don't want to be hurt again emotionally. So they don't want to feel as badly as they did and go through that traumatic experience of getting a divorce again. So they find ways to talk themselves out of becoming close and having that loving connection with someone else. So, but they're never going to move forward if they don't acknowledge that this is what's really going on. Instead of convincing themselves that women are crazy or that men are bad, then instead of doing that, if they were to acknowledge what's really going on, then perhaps they could go in the direction of facing the fear that they truly have. So it's all about acknowledging. What fear do you have? I mean, and be honest. I mean, I get it. A lot of times we want to put up that facade that we're not afraid of anything, or sometimes we talk about things that we're afraid of that really don't carry that much of an impact on our lives. We're not really that afraid of it, but it's something else that we're afraid of, but we use that kind of as our smokescreen. But so acknowledge whatever fear it is that you have. And you can pinpoint that fear by looking at what you're not getting done. If you set a goal, that goal's not happening, you need to ask yourself, why isn't it getting done? And acknowledge the truth about it. I'm afraid to contact more people. I'm afraid to really step out there because someone will criticize me. I'm afraid that if it starts to happen and I start to make lots of money, that I will fail. So, you know, lots of different things that we come up with. So that's the first one. Okay, so you have to acknowledge what's going on. The second thing is reinforce what you want. Now, this involves, of course, my favorite thing, and that is making a decision. You have to decide what you want out of this thing. And when you decide it, reinforce that. Okay, if you say, you know what, I really do want to be married, or I really do want to have a loving relationship with a man, or, you know, or a woman if you're a guy. So, you know, you want to reinforce that and allow whatever comes with that to come to the forefront. I really do want to have more money. Sometimes people speak against wealth as though it's a bad thing. And at the same time, the people that have lots of money, they say bad things about those people because they're afraid to go out and get their own money. And here's the thing. As long as you do that, you're never going to get the monies that you're after. So you want to reinforce what you really want. Be honest about what you want. And once you're honest about that, reinforce it. Yeah, you know what? I want to live a lavish lifestyle. I want to have, you know, an expensive car. I want to have a big house. And it's not just about things, you know, it's about everything that you feel you don't have in your life, but in your heart of hearts, you really want to have. You know, I want to have a loving relationship with someone. I want to be closer, you know, to family. I want to be closer, have some close friends, whatever the case is. So just, you know, write it down. I want to have this truly physically fit body. You know, and this isn't about perfection. This is just about you opening up about what you truly want to have in your life. So reinforce what you really want. Reinforce what you want to bring into your life. Okay, so now here is our third and final point. Now, another key to facing your fear, or I should say the third key, because all of these are connected. Acknowledgement, you have to acknowledge first. And once you acknowledge what it is you really want, now you've got to reinforce it. And you've got to stick to that. And it doesn't matter what comes against you. If it's everything good, then why talk yourself out of it? So reinforce what you want. And of course, the third point is you need to call on your courage. And you know what? When I say call on your courage, I'm not saying you just sit there and only imagine that you're a courageous person. I'm saying that you open your mouth and you say, you know what? I'm going to do this because I deserve it. And I have the guts to do it. You know, I'm courageous. I'm going to make this happen. I'm stepping out there. It doesn't matter what anyone else says. It doesn't matter who criticizes me. I don't care what anyone says. I'm going to do my own thinking, follow my own mind, because whatever that goal is, as long as I know I'm not hurting someone, I'm going for it. And so these are three simple strategies that you can use to face your fear, because to acknowledge it is to automatically face it. But to reinforce what you want is to stare it down. And finally, when you call on your courage, that's where you crush it. You know, that's where you get to tell fear, you're not going to run my life. And so I'm facing you. And I'm bulldozing forward, and I'm going to make this happen. No matter what the goal is that you have set, you are supposed to achieve every amazing goal that you think of in your life. It's how you're built. You're built to win. You know, yesterday I talked about things that combat fear. And when it comes to facing your fear, you can't combat something that you haven't looked at, that you're not willing to face. You can't even kind of go into combat against the fear if you're not willing to allow your courage to come forward, because it's your courage that's going to allow you to actually combat your fear. So if you missed yesterday's podcast, you want to go and listen to the keys to combating fear, because all of these things, they go hand in hand. They work together and they're going to make you stronger. They're going to make you put you in a position of power in your life, and you're going to be more excited about who you are, and you're going to step up to the plate and get the things that you want into your life, while at the same time being such an amazing example for those that you are connected to, because that's what it's about. It's about us being the best that we can be, so someone else can look at us and say, you know what, if they can do it, I have the courage to do it also. So you guys, you know, make the decision that you're going to face your fear. And I want you guys to have an amazing day. Enjoy this Tone It Up Tuesday and do life with power. I'll talk to you guys on Thursday.